Georgia election officials received referrals for nearly 100 cases of voter fraud. By John Binder on September 13, 2020. Georgia's State Election Board has referred nearly 100 cases of voter fraud to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. Some cases of which include individuals voting on behalf of dead people. Last week, Raffensperger announced that his office had been sent 98 cases of voter fraud, spanning from elections held in 2014 to this year. A fraudulent vote dilutes the power of those voters who follow the rules and undermines the fundamental democratic idea of one person, one vote, Raffensperger said in a statement. In two cases, investigators allege, individuals voted twice in the 2016 presidential election. Investigators said the individuals knowingly took advantage of glitches or poll worker errors in order to double vote. Several of the investigations involved potential acts of voter fraud and were referred to the Attorney General's office for further adjudication. In another case, an individual allegedly registered her two children to vote, both of whom are felons, and requested absentee ballots in their names. The woman is accused of filling out her ineligible children's absentee ballots and submitting them in the May 2016 primary elections. The cases come as Raffensperger released state data showing that about 1,000 voters double-voted in the June primary elections this year. Nearly 6 in 10 of those who are accused of double-voting are registered Democrats. In July, the Public Interest Legal Foundation filed an amicus brief in Georgia highlighting the scale to which the state's voter registration records are outdated. The brief alleges that there are more than 4,200 dead voters still on the state's voter rolls. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.